How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Good morning. What you are listening to is not something that you should let people with heart conditions or faulty boners listen to.
It's not a living podcast.
Sometimes it's both.
A faulty boner?
Yeah. That's also sort of a friendly reminder to get your boner checked yearly. Get it in for maintenance. Just a tune-up.
You gotta take your boner down for refurbishment.
Yeah, I do every 5,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Even though they suggest 3.
Yeah, that's just like a rip-off.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I have to get the paint on my lightning bolt decal touched up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, weather.
weather.
I left my dick out in a sandstorm.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I left my dick out in some neighborhood. A kid stole it.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's at some pawn shop now. Yeah, have you been going around trying to find it?
They just took the rims.
You know, I left, sometimes I leave mine in the medicine cabinet, but not this time. Mm-hmm. That's detachable penis.
Everything. Yep.
Anyway.
Classic.
Thanks. I
had a feeling we were going to end up there.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked when the first time I came to your house and went through your medicine cabinet.
Yeah, you're like, oh!
Ah, a dick.
There's my goodness. Dang dong.
Smaller than I thought. So, it is listener feedback and other stuff. Probably not
it's
too
the
much
stuff
other
show.
Stuff. Yeah, it's a stuff crust show.
Oh, yes, cheesy.
And
you know, I find it overrated.
You don't like stuff crust? Listen, it's not an everyday treat.
No, I just think crust is its own thing.
And it shouldn't be. Let me ask you something. What about the hot dog crust? That sounds like something you'd eat.
No, like I said, like crust is its own thing.
So no hot dogs for you.
Yeah, because once you put another food item in it, it becomes a different. Becomes a different food.
Mm. Right,
it's like a transformer
crust pizza.
I do like a stuffed crust. I like to dip it in ranch.
Yeah.
Listen, the crust part, not the pizza part. Well, even the pizza part.
It's like a quarterly at most treat.
Mm-hmm.
At most. Probably more like a biannual.
I haven't even had one in like 4 years.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't even know it still existed.
I don't even like the garlic butter on the crust.
Oh, there you're wrong.
I like it plain.
Well, the one who likes it plain, that's Andy.
Mm. He likes the Sbarro.
Sbarro is good.
It is,
but it's
good.
A plain crust.
I don't care what you New York hipsters want
to
say.
No, Sbarro is good.
Sbarro is a fine enough piece of pizza.
It's fucking great.
Andy, are you ready to give your review of the MCO airport Sbarro?
Because
you've been there so much lately.
It's probably the best Sbarro because there's so many people going through the airport that it's constantly fresh.
Mm.
And they don't even need to heat it up.
Right.
You just get it straight off of the what's that
straight
called?
Out the kitchen?
The kid, that round
hot
thing.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
That round thing they serve the pizza on.
A pizza stone?
Pizza thing.
It's a pizza pan.
Pan, yeah.
Pizza thing, the round thing, the pizza comes on. What do you call that thing? You put the pizza on it and the pizza goes in the oven and it comes out of the oven and it's on the pizza thing. It's round.
I can't think right. It's an hour earlier than what normal.
This pizza loving kid. He's got the dementia.
The one who just diagnosed Andy's pizza dementia, that's Amy.
Dr. Amy.
God, mm-hmm. Pizza dementia, faulty boners, I got it all.
Dr. Amy dementia.
Yeah, this week on Dr. Amy.
Dr. Pimple Popper, is anybody
watching yet? Oh, yeah, we got to talk about
that. Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper, woof.
Oh, yeah. did she get her? She got her own show, right?
Yeah.
Is it already on?
Yeah
two episodes. Wow.
Mashed potatoes, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have questions about that.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
The one who suggested hot dog crust, that's Freddy.
I didn't suggest it. I implied it. That Andy would like it.
You brought it up.
I wouldn't eat it myself.
No, me neither.
Actually, like, pizza's getting hard on the old body.
It's tomato sauce, I think. It's hard on me, too. I still eat it whenever I can, but I think tomato sauce.
That's really... is it the indigestion that it brings on later because of the acidity?
It's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It seems like pizza's a pretty gentle food, is it? Cause it's,
no.
It's not?
No, with
it's
all
not.
The cheese and shit?
It's hardcore.
Listen, I had to wake up this morning and drink Alka-Seltzer, so I can tell you some tales.
I've been gobbling Tums.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just developed heartburn too over the last like year and a half.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I never used to get it.
It's what, Amy?
It's bad.
That was bad. Sad.
Kelly's got the bad.
It's bad.
Indigestion.
Elsa's licking my foot under the table. Aww. At least I hope it's Elsa.
And I'm Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
He was gonna lick too.
If this was a Stephen King story, it wouldn't be. You'd be like, Elsa's licking my foot, and Amy would say, Elsa's in the living room.
Elsa's at work. Elsa has a job.
She's God, been dead for 20 years.
We can get this bitch a job. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. So,
so we're going in an hour 23 of our 24-hour podcasting marathon.
Everyone's real excited about
Speaking
it.
Speaking of marathons.
Joe Bob. Joe Bob Briggs returned to a little special they did on Shudder over Friday the 13th from dusk till dawn till dusk.
I like to call him Joy Bob.
Joy Bob, because he brings you joy.
Mm-hmm. Joy Bob.
It was great. It was called The Last Drive-In, and if you are a Shudder subscriber, you can watch the episodes as individual episodes right now, I believe.
The movies as individual episodes. That's what he meant to
That's
say.
That's what I meant to
Bang.
Say.
Bang up.
I thought it was fantastic. Of course, I did sleep in the middle, because, like I said, pizza's He's hard 40. On me, so I'm not going to stay up all night either.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw was great.
What'd you see?
We saw he kicked it off with Tourist Trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Awesome movie.
Sleepaway Camp, which great. I enjoyed a lot more this time than the last time I saw it.
Yeah. Since it wasn't on USA, they get to show the, you know,
all the stuff.
Oh, he said the F word.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It was completely
cool.
It was completely
loosey goosey. It was great.
Awesome.
And then I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and we watched, what was it? Reanimator was on.
Oh.
There was something before that.
I don't remember.
Anyways, they're all great. Demons was one of them.
I watched Demons.
He just went straight
Legend
up.
Legend of Boggy classic. Creek.
Yeah, did you guys watch Legend of Boggy Creek?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I watched a little of
it. Fun movie.
I love the narration.
Oh, yeah.
I always get that mixed up. They made a sequel that was terrible.
Yeah, Return to Boggy Creek.
And
Don Wells was in it from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where they have like the RV or trailer where they're researchers? That's the one I'm thinking of.
I think.
And I used to get that mixed up, and I forgot that I like The Legend of Boggy Creek, and I don't like the sequel.
Yeah.
But I do like it a lot.
Legend of Boggy Creek is like a fictionalized sort of documentary.
And it's got like that Disney nature style narration, which makes it extra fun.
It's like something you'd watch on a Saturday afternoon in 1981.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I caught the beginning. I've never seen it before, so I caught just the beginning. And I'm like, this kid's just running through this field, and this pretty music's playing. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very folksy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like, yeah. I like to go fishing. Don't you like fishing? Fishing. And there's flowers in the trees and the fishing.
And a bluebird on my shoulder.
You're really selling this movie, Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
I can't wait to hear that song.
Fishing.
Something like that.
And then a monster shoves its arm through a window.
Yeah.
So you guys did a thing all week?
Yeah. We were in Disney World, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My review of Toy Story Land, 38 thumbs up.
Can I tell you, I was annoyed at you for a moment, and then I understood why you did what you did.
What did I do?
You made a little video going up the hill. Thank you, of the roller coaster, and then right as it was about to get to the awesome part, it cut out.
Well, because I didn't want to drop my fucking phone.
Well, that's what I... that was the realization I had yesterday.
Which ride was that? Was that Slinky Dog?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I was like, oh, man.
Man.
I was actually telling Elise, I was like, oh, man, that was the best part. And then I was like, oh, but probably They were worried their phone. I couldn't remember who took it, so I just said they. I'm sorry, guys.
It's probably Mike.
I was like, Mike, they probably don't want to drop their phone. That
we,
makes sense.
We need to get you there, Kelly, so you can see Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
It's like a ride made just for you.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Let's go tomorrow.
let's get there. I got my pants on.
What's fun about Toy Story Land is they got the army men running, wandering around, and everything's made to look like you're toy-sized. Mm-hmm. So, like, even the grass is kind of long.
Yeah. Kind of long.
They even call you toys when you walk in.
Yeah, they do. And instead of how many in your party, they say how many toys in your playset, which is funny.
That is funny.
Because we're adult toys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And there's a thing called Woody's Lunchbox.
You have marital aids.
Where you can have lunch.
Full blown.
But, like, the one of the tables is made out of an old Bluebell.
Mm. Baby Bell.
Baby Bell. Not Bluebell. That's ice cream.
Baby Bell mozzarella?
The little mozzarella, you know, the red wax that comes off it. They like molded it into a patio set.
Oh, that's fun.
It's really neat.
Toy Story Land.
But you can see Star Wars Galaxy's Edge from the corner. So that's going to be an interesting little like switcheroo when you walk from Toy Story Land into
Star Wars.
They should let Star Wars people wander in because they could be Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
You know, I had that thought too. Like they could have like... to blend the two areas together, they could have characters that look like Star Wars toys.
Interesting.
Yeah, their hands could all be like this.
Yeah.
Kelly's doing the little like
they have that grippy like, hands. The little green the green soldier men are like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's and awesome. They should have those really stiff capes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the stiff capes from the '80s?
Yeah, except for the Jawas because they had real the original cloth. Jawa set.
Oh, cloth. And applaud Disney for this. There was a lady army man. Walking around.
Nice.
And I was like, good for you, ma'am.
But they lowered the standards.
So a lady army woman.
Together.
Lady army woman. Lady army person.
Lady army woman.
Smashing the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. One land at Disney World at a time.
But would you say she was outnumbered and would probably get shot down?
Yes.
Mm.
And, you know.
So that's sort of sexually it was like assaulted. It was like cautionary
by her
it was
own.
A cautionary
it was
toy
like,
story.
We're gonna let you have this, but don't get out of line.
Don't try it. But
that was
Slinky
cool,
Dog
man.
Dash is so fun.
Slinky Dog Dash,
it's a good time.
Do it, Freddy. Do it.
Dash it up.
Hold on. That's what he says right before you take off on the fast part.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I can't remember who took over, but they did a pretty good job too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The voice.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
So
Angela Varney, his daughter.
And somebody cast member died when we were there.
Oh,
it was real sad.
Another one got injured too.
Here's the thing.
It's the Four Horsemen struck again.
We always go and there's tragedy that strikes when we're in Disney World. Around the world or in Orlando all at one time that time we were there. The kid got eaten, that girl got shot, and then Pulse happened when we were there that one time.
You guys are bad luck.
Yes, but I feel like this was a turning point.
That church shooting happened when we were there,
the church shooting. That was Indianapolis, wasn't it? Or when we were
there. It was still on vacation.
No, we were at Disney.
No, it's not just when we go to Disney. It's whenever
when we leave.
Okay,
but this time I feel like we had a positive turning point. Yes, a cast member died, and that was very sad.
But they had it coming?
Yeah, that motherfucker. No, they got all those kids out of the damn cave in Thailand.
Yeah,
so I feel
it's a
like
turning point.
This is a moment.
It's a bouncing moment.
This is a moment in time where things are changing.
You fucked up Disney, but you helped the world.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm trying to do.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Because tragedies don't happen any other day.
Nope.
Only when we're on vacation.
That's it.
No, the last couple days, everything's been like smooth sailing.
Oh, my God.
Internationally.
Knock on all the wood, listener. All the wood.
Yeah. So it was nice to get to do this because we weren't certain it was going to happen with all the family stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
And it was like a nice thing to end time out because my real life begins again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Freddie has to go back to work.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm actually really thrilled about it, but yeah.
I would never be, but I'm glad for you.
I missed it. I need that sort of stuff.
You need structure.
Otherwise, I start going.
Although my house was nice and clean.
Yeah, I've been creating my own structure.
It's going to suck.
But back to the reality. Back to life.
Oh.
So if any of my coworker buddies are listening.
He won't. Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. So if any of my coworkers happen to be listening, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Did you hear
Aren't
that?
Aren't you going to bake for them?
Did you fucking hear that?
Shh.
You better reorder.
I don't know. I might. Five times.
Now you have to, because the coworkers are listening on Sunday in the evening.
There's one that I know sometimes listens, but I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what's what. Mm-hmm. I hope everything's still normal when I get back. It feels like it's been forever.
No, you're worried you're going to get in there and everyone's going
to
be
more
like
normal when you get there.
Wearing like weird hats.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Handmaid's Tale where they're all wearing those outfits.
Yeah. And you're going to be like, did you print out those reports? And like, she's going to be like, am I allowed to talk to you? I don't know the Handmaid's Tale. So
I don't either. I haven't watched it.
They can call you a Freddy now. Yeah. Well, female coworkers.
Everybody says, it's so good. My mom is obsessed with it. I can't. It seems too. I need Riverdale right now, which is where I'm at in my life.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm also kind of there. Anytime somebody's like, you should watch this, it's real sad. I'm like, you just made sure that I'm not going to watch it.
You're like, my life's sad enough.
Yeah, I need uplifting nonsense, which is why season 2 of Riverdale is where it's at. What a dumb show that is so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. The second season's been great.
It's so stupid.
Stupider than the best first way.
Oh my God, Andy.
Yeah.
I didn't think the first it could get stupider. God.
It's dumb in the best way possible.
Oh, I love it.
Don't get me wrong. I love the first season. Yeah. Because
you're going to love it more.
Wait till we get to the red circle, Andy.
There's a maple syrup cabal.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it gets dumber.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And Jingle Jangle.
They have a drug called Jingle Jangle in the second season that's served in pixie sticks.
That sounds like an 80s PSA or something. Yeah.
And then Archie starts a vigilante gang called the Red Circle, which is Archie and a bunch of the football players with no shirts on wearing red, like red, pinkish red hoodies.
Get out of my fan fiction. So bad.
And this, my friends, is why I do not want to watch the Handmaid's Tale. I mean,
I don't want to get spoiled. I got to watch it myself.
You got to watch it on Netflix.
Just one question. Why are they shirtless?
Oh, nobody knows. Because
they're football players.
Does it make it more intimidating?
They're trying to be intimidating, but it is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, gays
literal.
Can be intimidating.
Yeah. I wasn't saying that.
He said it's not intimidating, but it is gay. He didn't say that it can't be both.
Oh, okay.
It just isn't both.
Is both the most intimidating and the most gay thing I've ever seen.
Okay. He's intimidated by their gayness.
I'm a homophobe is what I'm saying.
So it goes from a maple mob to fake drugs.
Yes. Yeah.
To delightfully gay.
Jingle jangle.
Jingle jangle.
See, that's just too long for a drug. It needs to be two syllables.
Well, they call it JJ.
JJ.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I'm sorry. It's the greatest thing that ever happened
to me. Would you call it a fad? Do you remember JJ Fad from the 80s?
We're JJ Fad, and we're here to say, rock. Wow. Here to rock.
Patreon.
Never be stopped.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/NOTLP if you want to support the show.
Yeah.
I just bought 6,000 magic cards, so I'm all tapped out.
Tapped out.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Done.
It was only $21.
I wouldn't mind playing again. It's been since high school.
Yeah, well, I have 6,000 cards now, so.
Okay. I'm ashamed to say I was always really confused.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
I was super confused 100% of the time.
I feel like, though, if someone could help you be clear on it, you would really enjoy it.
You could gather some magic.
You okay, make your question. Deck. Yes.
How close is it to Pokemon? Because I was good at Pokemon.
I've never played Pokemon in my entire life. I would say probably not very.
Did you catch them all?
Nope. They can't. Can't, Amy. There's too many.
Well, we have a new Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Brian Jackson, welcome to the club.
Brian.
You are cool.
It's BJ.
Awesome. All right, Brian, that's your new name. It's BJ.
Wipe out.
We're going to make jokes.
Don't do the JJ BJ.
Don't do the JJ BJ.
Stay away from pixie sticks with Jingle Jangle in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds like such a benign, like...
Well, it is. Yeah. I think it's just
you
Molly.
You guys want to do some Jingle Jangle?
From what I can understand of the way they behave on it, it's just Molly.
What if it was, but Nick Cave was talking, he was like, Jingle! Jangle!
And hold the phone, they put it in pixie sticks?
Jingle.
That just seems too complicated to do drugs.
Yeah, well, to watch them refill the pixie sticks with the drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drug dealers are,
to a certain extent, lazy. But it's all in the branding.
Oh my God, I can't wait till you meet the gangs that do the drugs.
Yeah. Oh, on Patreon, Ben, I'd also like to say longtime friend of the show, Matt Merfield, is also now a patron.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Thank you very much, y'all. Makes world difference. Again, the equilibrium is restored as people's lives become complicated and the amount that we're bringing in changes. And then somebody comes in and they're like, no, I'll save you because guess what's coming? Shirts and pins.
Mm-hmm.
How's that coming, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome.
Good answer.
I believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't Matt stuck in that elevator with us?
Yes, he was.
Was he? Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
Just you wait till you see these.
They're astounding, huh?
Mm-hmm. Your dicks are going to get knocked in the dirt, all of them.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You're going to not even be able to look at it. It's going to be like the Ark of the Covenant.
Don't look at it, Marion!
You're going to have to cover it up and bury it in Egypt. And all of them, all the shirts and pins.
People are going to have to come collect all the dicks in the dirt, put them in their medicine cabinets.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Dirty dicks.
Yep.
Dirty dicks in the medicine cabinet tonight at Bogart's.
That was awesome.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bogart's.
Mm-hmm. We had a good band name the other day, and now I can't remember what it was.
Oh.
It was about the fog lights. Now I can't remember.
I don't think I was part of that.
Fog hat?
That is a band.
I feel like
that's already a band. You can't do that one.
I feel like that's most of our conversation now. Like, what was that funny thing we said the other day?
You remember?
You know, remember?
You remember when you said that thing and I started laughing and then I farted and then you were like, that's even funnier. What was that? I'm going to try and make you fart again.
Yeah, we got it.
Elsa thinks you're baby talking, so she came in here
for love. Elsa came for kisses.
She's like, oh, yeah, you baby talk.
She loves her Uncle Kelly.
Elsa, do you remember that joke that Amy said the other day?
Do you remember it was about fog lights on your car?
She's like, I remember that I had popcorn, but it's been like a week.
All right.
All right.
Are we ready to move on to the news?
Let's move it.
All right.
Let's move it.
We'll be right back.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Here's a special news
The people he kills get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Hello.
Hey.
You want some news? I got the news you want.
I have some exciting news.
Okay.
That's the title for this one.
Oh.
Ooh, exciting news.
I love it.
You'd be a good newspaper boy in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Extra, exciting news. It's the most exciting. That's what I say about it. It's a headline. Read it. Zombieland 2.
Oh, yeah.
So,
talking about this for a while.
Well, they have been.
Did you just glitch? Was there a glitch in Kelly's Matrix?
My phone did a weird thing. Like, it went white for a second.
Oh. Oh, there's a scratch in Kelly. We need to get that needle fixed.
Just pull them out, blowing them, and put them back in.
Yeah. It's getting too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Put the needle on the Kelly.
I have to reboot. Yeah, it has been getting talked about for a long time. And then first they're like, no. Nah. And then they're like, yeah. And they're like, nah. And then they're like, yeah. And now they're like, for sure, yeah. Because everyone signed on for it.
Emma Stone?
All of them.
Academy Award winner?
All of them.
Or nominee?
Winner.
La La Land?
Ra Ra Land.
That was a garbage movie.
Woody Harrelson?
Ah.
Abby Gael Burson?
Oh.
I'm like, who's Abigail? I'm just going to let it keep going.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Abigail.
Abigail.
Jesse Iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Iceberg lettuce.
And that's Eisenberg. I know, by the way, listeners, it's Eisenberg. I
was Jesse, straight joke. Ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's all of them.
Yep.
And
remember how fun that movie was.
Supposed to hopefully be out next tube. What is happening?
Oh no.
It's supposed to be out.
So are you excited about this?
I am.
I thought the first movie was fantastic.
Would you like to hear the you won't hear the synopsis?
Keeps going. The glitch keeps coming back. Yes, I do.
That wasn't part of the glitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a bit.
In Zombieland 2. I say it like that because they capitalize it. Through comic mayhem that stretches from the White House and through the heartland, The zombie slayers must face off. They must face off against many new kinds of zombies.
Many.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
They've evolved. What the fuck?
Are you okay?
So new kinds of zombies that have evolved. Why don't you reboot your phone and we'll talk about our excitement.
Is it possible that we need to just take Kelly behind the barn?
It just keeps doing a weird thing.
Reboot it.
I don't want to. It's, okay. I only got 5% left.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Anyway, they've evolved. Look, the important thing is that the zombies have evolved. Life found a way on life. Since the first movie, some new human survivors. But most of all, they have to face growing pains. They're like...
Well, that's family talk. I start saying, what do, baby?
What is the growing pains?
Growing pains is something else.
It's, hold on. Let's do this.
Sha-na-na-na.
No, growing pains is, I can almost do it.
It's right there. It's on the tip of my...
Yeah.
My dirty dick.
It's like, growing pains, we're gonna have them, we're gonna take time and all, and then they'll go away.
It's as long as we've got each other. Yeah, that's it.
There we go. All right, we figured it out, everybody. Thank you.
I forgot what we were talking
Thanks
about.
Thanks for bearing with us through that.
Wow.
The characters, so it takes place 10 years later.
Is anybody else completely stressed out by the fact that he's at 5% battery on
Are you on low power mode at least?
I don't know.
When I'm below 60%, my heart starts to beat faster. I can't live your life.
I kind of like the tension it creates. It's very Hitchcockian.
Okay, what's up next?
Well, hold on.
It's a race against time.
Yeah.
So these two people named Reese and Wernick are executive producing.
Oh, good.
And someone named Gavin Poloni is straight up producing.
Because that's the most important part of the story.
I don't know.
You're just trying to give me a panic attack.
I don't know if that... who's the dude that directed it again?
Directed which thing?
Zombieland.
I don't remember.
Werner Herzog?
No, it's somebody. Anyway, I don't know. It doesn't say if he's going to do
Ray
it.
Ray Romano?
Yeah.
Oh, zombie.
Oops, hold on.
My God.
Bow down!
I just exited out. All right, I'm back.
That's more Slinky Dog.
So, and in related news.
Ruben Fleischer.
Yes.
That's who directed it.
Thank you.
Wasn't he the voice of Roger Rabbit?
No.
That was Charles Fleischer.
Please, Daddy!
That's terrible.
I wonder if they're related.
Sorry about that.
So, in speaking of related... Bill Murray is to star in a Jim Jarmusch zombie comedy called The Dead Don't Die. Damn it. The damn it part I added. It's just The Dead Don't Die. So this is the thing. It's called that. The Dead Don't Die. There's not any plot details available.
Well, that's fun, though.
But we do know.
Who's Jim Jarmusch?
He's a
hipster, auteur type person.
He's a hipster.
It's like an ensemble cast. It's got Billy Murray's. That's why it ties to, the other thing.
Did you?
Kylo Ren is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As Kylo Ren?
Yeah. It is. It's Kylo Ren is in it.
Oh, my God. This zombie movie takes place in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chloe Sevigny's in there. She's probably going to be doing something weird. Tilda Swinton's in it. Steve Buscemi.
Love him.
And Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonder how she feels about being engaged. This
sounds like the hipster version of Zombieland, huh?
I've got a snippet of news for you.
Yeah?
It's really not so much a story as it is. I want to call out a cool band name and album name.
Yeah.
Municipal Waste is the band. And the album is Slime and Punishment.
Oh, that's good.
And they have a music video out for Slime and Punishment that's like a little horror movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Isn't that fun?
That sounds fun.
That's a fun little naming structure.
I like it. They seem like a fun bunch.
Would you say they seem like a funky bunch?
Yeah, probably. Can't smell through my phone.
That's the chair, not me.
Yeah.
So, that's going to happen.
Yep.
Focus Features is putting it out.
Oh.
There, see, I had something real to say.
You did.
And I got one more thing.
Is it zombie related? Please tell me it's zombie related.
It's not zombie related. Damn. I mean, I could probably find something zombie related.
Nah, brah.
Okay.
Kelly, I'm going to murder you.
It's not the phone this time. It's him.
how you doing?
Did Castle Rock already come out? It came
out. Oh, the trailer came out.
Well, the trailer's been out.
A full trailer just came out last week.
I thought I saw a full trailer like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, maybe. No, because it came out while we were in Disney.
I
haven't watched it yet, though.
God, everybody's on.
Is that your news? Or are you looking for something else, Kelly?
No, I have something else. I just lost it.
Well, while he's looking, congratulations to Red Sonja, Bridget Nielsen, on her child at the age of 55.
I don't know if you should congratulate her.
I have feelings about having a child at 55, but that's...
Send condolences.
None of my business, so good for you.
Well, what Kelly say? What? Did it just fall out?
They squeezed her belly, and it just like...
I think she just sneezed and went...
Rode the Slinky Dog Dash, and you're not supposed to be pregnant.
Speaking of babies,
she heard a splat on the ground, and she's like, "What's it?" Because she's not ever wearing pants,
or panties, apparently,
or anything. Yeah, she just walks around bottomless.
Our old friend of the show, Dave Rita,
that's how she got pregnant.
Who made bit parts? This is way back, in the way back. He has a new short out that was screened as part of the Slime. I'm sorry, not the Slime. Thinking of the old story.
Slime Time.
That was at the film festival out there at the Chinese Theater. It's called Rotting Love. It's a little short. I don't know where it's publicly available yet, but you should definitely check it out. But Rotting Love is it's got Dave in it.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside the gorgeous award-winning star of Eye Murders, Sinatra Club, and Slime City Massacre. There's Slime again for you.
Yeah.
Brooke Lewis. Other stars include House of Manson's Noel Jason Scott and Lilith's Danny Sciacca. Sciacca?
Thank goodness.
As well as Peter Hollywood. Peter Hollywood!
What?
Katrina, Alicia Young, and Mason Scott Miller. It debuted on May 10th on Dread Central. But there is a trailer out there. Look for Rotting Love. And then keep your eyes peeled for the short.
We'll all look for it.
Did you finally find your story, Kel?
Neve Campbell.
Yeah. Her movies. Is that out yet? Skyscraper?
Yeah, it came out this Friday.
I'll see that.
Well, in this news,
yes.
Neve Campbell says this about returning to Scream, potentially.
Scream 5. Scream 5?
Well, you know, I think it would be challenging because Wes Craven passed away. You think? Thanks, Nev. I'm glad we asked. Anyway. And he was the reason those movies were so good. Oh, more bomb-ass knowledge right there. We're learning.
It's true, though.
Wes Craven. It is. No, she's not. Nothing she's saying isn't true.
The screenwriters are good. And the actors are good.
Okay. He's the reason it was so good. I mean, obviously, Kevin Williamson wrote brilliant scripts. I feel like she's just like fumbling through this because somebody like shoved a microphone in her face. I mean, obviously, like Kevin Williamson, I mean, okay, he's good too. Like, he made it good. It's good.
It's good.
It was so good.
Well, she's Canadian, so you gotta say it's good, eh?
It's good, eh? Is this a Canadian accent? Oh,
Is Justin Trudeau in the room?
Wow.
Is this a accurate?
Ah, yes. It is a boot. Correct.
Good, I'll continue. But you know, that was the heart of the thing. And this is such a vague quote she gave. And he was what kept the dynamic consistent. I think it would be difficult to work with another director, but you never know. You never know.
You never know.
I just think that's such a funny quote. Like, if you, like, she said nothing. Like, she was basically like, everybody, nope.
Everybody nope sometime. I don't know, maybe.
So I don't know if we can get the same, you know.
Who reported this? Who cares?
So that was news.
Yeah. Sure was.
Oh, poor Nev. Just being asked about Scream all the time.
Did you ever talk
She's about- like, I was in a movie that just came out, if you want to talk about that.
Skyscraper.
They're like, no. We're here for Sidney Prescott, and then they pull off their reporter mask and it's Ghostface Killer, and they fucking stab her.
It's the long con.
But when they go to stab her, they miss and they kill all her friends accidentally.
Whoopsie daisy.
The girl from Demons reminded me very much of Neve Campbell.
I gotta pay for this.
Cheryl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jensen Ackles reminds me a ton of the dude in that movie.
So Neve Campbell and Jensen Ackles could remake this movie and nobody would even know.
Well,
it was new.
I think they're both just a little aged out of those roles, possibly.
Ageist.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I feel like those are supposed to be like young college students in that movie.
Ageist. Mm. All right. Well, is that all the news you had for us, Cal?
More importantly, who would play the pimp? Who would play the pimp in a Demons remake?
Oh,
Joe Pantalone.
No. Who?
Jason Alexander.
I would say
Forrest Whitaker.
Chris Noth.
Yeah? Mr. Big?
Yeah, just because you're not expecting it.
Yeah. Mm. It's unexpected. Maybe casting.
What the hell happened to Sheila? What was her name? The one that went in the bathroom and
I don't know.
With the drippy curly hair and the
Dirty Diana.
Gross like green slime. Yeah. You know the one.
The one. All right. Well, Dr. Pimple Popper would have fun in that movie.
Yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper, which is something that's been around forever on YouTube, but I watched for the first time on TLC last night.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But so satisfying because it's it's not just maladies. It's her fixing them.
Yeah.
So that makes it okay. I feel less sick at the end of it.
She's a good looking lady, isn't she?
She looks like she smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she looks, spider job.
She looks expensive.
She always describes what comes out of a wound.
It's buttery.
As food related.
Mashed potato.
Mm-hmm.
So does it make you hungry?
No.
No. Mm.
Does the opposite. Amy wanted me to throw out the mashed potatoes in the
fridge. Yeah, I was like, I need to go throw this away.
It's so nasty. Have you watched it, Andy?
I've seen them on YouTube, but I can't watch them that much because I have that, you know, that circle thing.
Oh, the fear of holes?
I have that.
It's gross to me.
Trypto,
whatever. Trisket phobia. Lotus seed
pods.
Trisket phobia.
Trisket phobia.
Tryptophan phobia?
You know those, you know where the holes are bunched together?
Yeah.
A lot of these, like, blackheads,
they're
like grouped together in, like, groups.
Well, that's not what she did on the show. No, but
that's what it looks
like. I feel
a lot of time looks like to me, and I can't watch them.
If that happens on this show, I'm probably gonna freak the fuck out. But so far, it's just been like a giant lipoma on the back of somebody's head. And
Freddie, can you tell Elsa to leave him alone?
Elsa.
Jesus. And I have these like super gross, weird compulsions.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I'm like a Porta John or something, I'm like, what if I just put my hand in there? And if I watch these videos, I'm like, what if I just ate it?
Yeah.
You ever get those weird, gross compulsions?
Not gross ones.
It's kind of like, you know,
it's more like, what if I just knocked over this table?
Don't ever eat it.
Or it's like when they say you're like on top of a tall building and you're like, what if I just jump or something like that?
Yeah, it's an OCD symptom. Yeah.
So I can't watch them because I'm afraid I'm going to eat what comes out.
Thoughts. That's disgusting. You can't eat it through the TV, though.
I know, but it makes me want to eat it, kind of.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to be right back. You're okay, nasty. Everybody? Because I need this to end. All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
Hello.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Hello.
This is the last Ghostbusters. What is this?
The worst nightmare.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on.
This is your wake-up call, pal.
Who is this?
It's me. Just want to know if you're wearing panties.
Slow down, then. What?
Whatever you do, don't fall.
Put that cookie down! Now!
I'm in a coffin. I don't know where. Please help, I'm scared.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
The caller is in the house.
The calls are coming from the house.
What is the transmission?
Night of the Living Podcast wants to hear from you. Email us at crew@notlp.com. That's crew, spelled C-R-E-W. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as NOTLP, and on Instagram as Night of the Living Podcast. And now you can leave us a voicemail via telephone at 513-666-0916. Don't be shy. The crew may share your feedback on a future podcast. So if you want to keep it private, please say so in your message. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Help us, please! Come help us, we're trapped inside of here!
Right, well, I think if you were in trouble, you would have called the cops and not me. Now I got another call, okay?
Bye-bye.
Welcome back, my friends.
Oh, welcome back to you.
And to you.
Welcome and back, Cotter.
May peace also be with you.
And with you. Mm. And also with you and with them. And with some of those people, but not all of them.
Mm. Yeah, certainly not all the people.
I don't like the way the one guy looks.
Oh, shout out to everyone in England for the masterful job trolling our piece of shit president. Thank you so much.
Bravo. What did England do? They threw like a pie at
them. Oh, they had a big baby balloon. Like thousands of people came out to protest the motherfucker. The sign game was on point.
Oh shit.
On point. Fuck that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
God save the queen. All right, what do you got?
All right. Feedback. Am I the only one who's got something right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Herpes.
This is from Dustin. Title. This subject is Trip Report and Many Other Things.
Many.
I wanted to start by offering additional condolences to Freddie after my last VM. That's voicemail for those of you who don't know. And I wanted to wish my best to Lewis Fowler. In case you don't know, our buddy Lewis, staple of the show, every September, curates and hosts our Hispanic Heritage Month, had a stroke. But he is in recovery.
It took every farm I'm reading not to go, stroke.
Stroke.
Yeah, but
stroke,
then I, stroke. But then I did it.
I mean, he did it anyway.
I was doing it too.
I feel like Lewis would appreciate it.
Yes. Oh, he would.
So,
stroke me, stroke me.
I have not had the opportunity to speak to him on the phone yet, but I've been sending messages through his Facebook page, which he's getting some help with. My understanding is that he has used the computer some recently too. So we're hoping that he has a full recovery. Love the guy so much. One of the family. Moving on in Dustin's email. Hey guys, writing in to commiserate about the excellent trip that far too few members of the NOTLP crew were able to take part in. Taking Ace on a nearly 3,000 mile total round trip to the Mothman Museum and River Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which were both dog friendly. You're right, Andy?
Point Pleasant, West Virginia, just, somewhere I want to go.
I'm just remembering how Ace humped Apollo.
Yeah.
And right, my poor dog. Multiple times.
It turns out Ace is a huge Laura Linney fan because he singled out her costume from the Mothman Prophecies movie to sniff while ignoring everything else.
I hate her.
Then on to the Rockies.
You sure do.
She hates Laura Linney.
I bet she even knows it by now. That's but how strong your hatred
Amy
is.
Amy would also sniff her costume.
If I ever met her, I'd be perfectly pleasant and nice. Listen. She just comes off like a total smug cunt, and I can't help feeling that way.
She's, really like she's a smunt.
She's a smunt!
Stop being so smug, Laura.
You smunty.
Love her. Then on to the Rocky statue in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where Dolph Lundgren and the actor playing his son were a week later scouting locations for Creed 2. Good thing they didn't see me in the Rocky 1 accurate running clothes I ran up the steps in, or I might have been in trouble. To finally meeting up with Freddie and Andy and Sensi.
For trouble for being cast?
For what?
Do you think
that
does he think that Dolph Lundgren is going to like beat him to death?
Yeah, like Ivan Drago.
Yeah,
like Ivan Drago. He's got flashbacks. Like,
I am excited. I still haven't seen Creed.
I haven't either.
We need to watch Creed.
He's like, I'm going
to. Do you know the setup to Creed 2?
No.
It's Ivan Drago's son. Is gonna fight Apollo's son. Yeah.
Oh shit. They should just call it Sons.
Yeah. Damn Sons. I love the Rocky movies.
Creed 2 : Sons.
Sons. And then like 20 years from now we're gonna get a movie about their grandsons.
Yeah.
It's gonna Creed be great. Creed 3: grandsons.
This movie franchise can go on for eternity.
Yeah, I'd love it if Son of Creed fought Son of Dracula.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Son of Wolfman
and Son of Godzilla.
Oh, I can't wait to like see Creed 5000.
The Son of Mask.
When people have evolved.
Creed versus the Avatars.
The Chuds or something.
The Avatars. The Navi.
Creed versus Navi.
Sivako.
I'm really okay, back to Dozen's email.
Okay.
I'm really sorry Amy and Kelly couldn't make it and that Amy was feeling so under the weather. I hope the mountain of snacks, beer, and games helped her feel better.
It's true.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Was it partially because of that stuff?
Of course.
And well, there you go.
And we really
good
did.
Good vibes are always appreciated.
We love the Sunflower Food Company and Tallgrass Toffee toppings. Really good stuff.
I still have sunflower seeds come on my ass. There's so many sunflower
They're coming
seeds.
Out of your ass?
Yeah. Ew.
That's how he got all those sunflowers in his yard.
You can't even see over him.
He just goes and shits.
Says, I know Ace would have loved to meet Amy and the girls, given how excited he got when I was playing a past episode where Millie was very vocal over the car stereo.
I love how Millie's just crashed out like a fucking lump right now. This is where she's evolved to being fat and lazy.
She's lump.
She's like, she's lump. She's lump.
She's a lovely lady lump.
She's on our floor.
Check her out. I was doing a different song.
I got you.
All right. Dozen's email.
Flossy.
So many lumpy songs.
Yeah.
His eyes just lit up, and he tried to find her in the console. That's adorable. I'm sure he would have loved Amy even more. Lately, he needs a minute or two with strange men before he decides he likes them.
Me too.
That's a good thing.
You taught him well.
Good rule of thumb.
You should not just jump on strange men.
Before he decides he likes them, rather than an I have just met you and I love you attitude he previously had.
Aww.
Just like Doug from
Up.
He might even growl at you, even as you pet him. But he liked Freddie and Andy quickly enough.
They're good boys.
I'm sure him being so familiar with their voices helped.
Also a fan of the show.
Yeah. I think
it's easy to be Elzebub, actually.
Yep. Aww. He gives us 25 milk bones a month.
No, I just give him to the lady.
Yeah, you just pass them along.
Yeah. I think I will try to give Skyline Chili another chance because this time I could not get the story Kelly told about eating some, shitting his pants, and finding that it still looked exactly the same. I still have the can.
The cheese came out and everything. All shredded.
And spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
It came out in like layers.
First he shat spaghetti. then he shat the Skyline.
Shat
then
cheese. Spaghetti.
Then the beans and the onions.
And don't forget.
He shit onions, crackers but then he was like, he complained because he said, I did order this without onions. Where did the onions come from?
And the worst part is he ate it afterwards, too.
Mm-hmm. And it tastes the same.
Well, it's a vicious cycle.
All right, he says, I still have the can you guys gave me last year, and it's still good, so I plan to go the DIY route. He's going to do it himself.
Sue and Greg make their own.
They make it from scratch. Just make it from scratch, bro.
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, no, this canned stuff's good, though.
Mm.
It is good. If it's just the chili.
If you're not up for the challenge, which I would not be.
You would be. You can read a recipe.
Yeah, but I don't like to do it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The canned stuff's pretty good.
Frozen stuff better than the canned stuff?
Nope.
Ugh.
Canned stuff is actually better
than
frozen.
This is what makes people hate Skyline Chili. Go to the Skyline on Corrine Avenue or alternately Ludlow Avenue. Those are the two really good ones.
They should put one in the airport.
You can order like a vat of it at the store and freeze it.
Order a vat.
Mm-hmm.
You did that one time.
Make it your
carry-on.
We
did it for camping, yeah.
So all right, where are we in this?
All right. It was really great to enjoy the No Sleep Live with the guys. Highlights of that day included the boys eating an increasingly phallic pretzel, getting to serenade Lewis Fowler over the phone with a few verses of the Pest theme song, like a booger, I stick to this. Remember that?
No, I don't think I've ever seen the Pest.
Really? You weren't here for that one.
Chili combo. I don't think so.
It's a retelling of The Most Dangerous Game.
Oh.
It's a fucking garbage mountain of a movie.
It's a terrible movie.
That's all I've ever heard.
Yeah, but it's you should watch it just
stinky
to see
dinky.
It.
Stinky
Dinky. Stinky Mambo.
Yeah, Chili Combo. The boys finding their inner child in the toy store across the street.
Oh, they're always with their inner children.
It's true.
I was going to say found.
And how cute they both looked closing their eyes during the show.
Aww.
That was
because she fell asleep.
Andy fell asleep. No, I was just trying to visualize everything. For real.
It's funny because they call it the no sleep, but I had plenty of sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just closing my eyes because I was trying, like Freddie was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to visualize.
All right. Kelly was checking the time. His magic card should be arriving any minute.
All right. What do we got?
He says, I hope to see you guys again pretty soon. And just out of curiosity, what was each of you guys' favorite treats? I was a big fan of the bars. that had the seeds in them.
I like that snack mix you gave us.
Yes.
You know, with the little crackers mix. And yeah, nuts. That was good.
The spicy one.
And the sticky things.
I think it was called Jack Snacks, right?
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
I like that. It was like sweet and salty.
What about the toffee thing? Spicy.
Which toffee thing? There was two toppings. Or are you talking about the actual candy bar thing?
Oh, were you just saying coffee wrong?
Good. Yeah, I liked that. Yes.
Those were good, too.
She had a stroke, too.
Yeah.
It was all good stuff.
I'm going to drink some more of my toffee.
So that's Dustin's family business, by the way. So if you're interested, you can Google Sunflower Food Company and Tall Grass Toffee. And you can enjoy what we enjoyed.
Thanks again, Dustin.
Thank you.
That was really nice.
And he also noted at the end of this message, and it looks like we have our losers for chapter two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure all of you have heard this, but I'm going to read it anyway. James McAvoy is Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Chastain is Beverly, which everybody kind of guessed from day one.
Yeah. Chastain.
Bill Hader is Richie, which was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Isaiah Mustafa is Mike.
That's the Old Spice guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to smell real good.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to smell like Old Spice. I mean, I don't know if you think that's good or not.
I
feel like this might be like the big breakout for him. He's going to become a huge star. Jay Ryan is Ben.
Mm-hmm.
James Ransom is Eddie.
Oh, better paid up.
Mm.
Or you won't get any.
Andy Bean is Stan.
Aw.
Andy Bean. All right, and then there's a PS. Andy, sorry Ace kept humping Apollo.
Aw.
Dogs do that to feel dominant. It's not a sexual thing. But what seemed a lot
more... Well, now you've just taken away the nice part of it, Dustin.
But what seemed a lot more sexual was that dog Tucker trying to constantly fellate him at the park.
Ew.
I think he was just feeling emasculated and compensated on the nearest passive and comfortable dog he could find. By the way, great movie title, Tucker, A Dog in His Dream, .. of Ace's Dick.
Gross. Stop talking about your dog's dick.
Dog dick.
No dog dicks on this
Welcome
house.
To Dog Dick Park.
Actually, Amy, we didn't tell you this, but next theme month, it's all dog dicks.
All the time.
All the time.
What is our next theme month?
Andy?
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
Are you on 5% too?
It's Christ on a cracker.
It's cat pussies.
Cat pussies.
Thought we were going to dog dicks.
Pussy?
Yeah.
Cat pussy.
I don't know. We have many themes.
All right. I guess it'll be a surprise then.
To surprise to us too.
Ooh. We're going to have a meeting immediately after this. That made it sound dangerously like someone was in trouble. Didn't it?
You're gonna have a meeting.
See me in my office as soon as this show is done, please. And you can have that back at the end of the semester.
All right, we're gonna talk about our Beelzebubs. Remember, patreon.com/notlp.
Remember,
if you support the show.
Just remember,
$1 a month gets you all the stuff. But these people are Beelzebubs, and so they are essentially producers of this show. So we like to say their names: Jimmy B.
Hey, Jimmy B.
Elise.
I'm going to text you in a minute.
Thanks for the doggy treats.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. Very nice. For everything.
Mikey P.
You're wanted in the principal's office.
Mark Watts,
if you could please report to the yearbook. Your proofs are due.
We should see him at Horror Hound, apparently.
Oh, yeah, he's coming. That's right.
Can't wait to see him again, Mark.
Except Kelly won't.
I won't.
Blake. Bill.
All right. I guess Blake.
Blake was a good boy, apparently. Yeah,
Blake.
He told on Mark and Mikey.
Yeah. Blake, if you could come and confirm what you told us about the other two.
Snitch.
We need proof before we can expel these.
We've got Bill.
Kids. Hi, Bill. How's it going? I'm mixing it up.
Yeah, you are.
It's part a theme of going to the principal's office.
Don't pin Freddy down.
And then it's part me just saying hello.
What's up, Brandon Boone?
Hey, Brandon Boone. We found something we think belongs to you in the Lost and Found. It is an A-Team Trapper Keeper. And it has sheet music in it, so we're pretty sure it's yours.
It's yours. Tree and Alex.
Yo. Tree and Alex. You, one more demerit for PDA, and you two are not going to get to go to prom.
They enjoyed the first purge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that.
We got to get out. We got to see Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Amy has to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. I do too. It's awesome.
Sure.
It's really fun. In that
Skyscraper.
First purge, so we can get all that done in time for the Meg.
First purge.
Albert.
Hey, what's up, Albert? You still going out for football this season?
Oh, I heard Ernest has got the jingle jangle hookup.
Oh, Ernie is dealing jingle jangle all over campus.
It's called JJ.
Gotta
be on the down low about it.
Ernie, can I get some JJ?
I'll suck your dick. Come here,
JJ. We got Brooke.
Hey, Brooke, I'm going to have to search your locker.
Oh.
I don't need a warrant. It's school property.
Adam.
Hi, Adam. Such a good boy.
Mandy.
Mandy, you're a fine girl.
Aw. Dale.
Dale. Oh, Dale. Varsity Dale. Swim team champ.
Amanda. Hey, girl.
Hi, Amanda. Hi. I understand that you're actually an adult posing as a student as part of the 21 Jump Street program.
I never thought I'd find a place where we belong.
I should have known by her backwards cap.
Yeah.
She's trying too hard to blend in.
Jeremy and Cassie. Jeremy.
I hope you're feeling better, baby.
Went under the knife.
He got sliced open.
Yeah. You're going to do great,
on Friday
kid.
The 13th.
You're going to do great, kid.
Would you have the balls to go under the knife on Friday the 13th?
Was it? I'm not actually sure it happened on Friday. I think it did. I have to go.
Oh, yeah. It was Friday. I'm pretty
Mikey
sure.
Mikey B flew in a plane on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. You know what we found out? We went to board our plane leaving Orlando, and we were at gate 14.
There was no gate 13.
There's no gate 13.
Oh, superstitious.
Yeah.
You don't like to find that out about your airline. Anyway.
And finally, our new baby, Brian.
Yeah.
BJ.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Hey,
he's the freshman.
You want to buy a pool pass on the roof? You need an elevator pass to get the
elevator pass.
I love bullying.
Surly.
So our next theme will be a surprise. Who knows?
That is the theme.
The
surprise.
Theme is surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, real quick. Can we say about a Horror Hound news?
Yeah.
The convention.
Kiefer Sutherland's coming.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, that's
Parents'
cool.
First convention, right?
Jason Patrick, too, right? So.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're going to fight? Recreate the flying battle from Lost Boys?
You think he's going to make him eat maggots and worms?
Mm-hmm. Jason Patrick's going to impale.
That's exciting, though, isn't
that is
it?
I'm sorry. I saw that, and I thought that was really cool. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
He's
That's
great.
In August. Go to horrorhoundweekend.com.
I'm going to have him tackle a Christmas tree. Remember that incident?
He was drunk.
Yeah.
It's funny. In real life?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
It's still funny, though.
He tackled a Christmas tree?
You should.
Was it trying something?
Do yourselves a favor, actually. Go YouTube drunk celebrity incidents.
Mm. Yeah.
It's truly fun.
Is it just, yeah. I mean.
How many of them are you?
Old ones, good ones.
Who's the guy, the Knight Rider guy eating the
David
cheeseburger? Oh, yeah, but cheeseburger. That's old hat. Everybody knows that
one. Yeah, but I like that one.
It's a good one.
Okay.
He hit on my sister, and she was only like 15 or 16 years old.
She was
a hot piece.
Ugh.
Was it a Toys R Us or something?
It was a Toys R Us.
R.I.P.
That makes it worse.
It does.
He was like, here's a doll.
He was icky. I'm sure he probably didn't
show
mean
me
it that
where
way.
On the doll you'd like me
he
to touch you.
He just can't help it. It's like his just demeanor
it's
is
a style.
Just sensual.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
He rides
sure.
You know, his car talks.
Yeah, that's true.
All he gets is pussy thrown at him.
Thrown.
He just forgets how to deal with people
did
now.
Did he detach their pussies and throw it at him?
Game of Thrones.
Kind
of
like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones pussy.
A lot of detachable body parts in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's his pussies.
We live in the future.
The future's so bright. Gotta wear shades.
Mm-hmm. On your detachable pussy. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us. I hope you had fun.
And I did. I did have fun.
We had fun.
This was a good thing.
We have fun.
We have fun.
It's a good thing we did today.
We've done good kids.
I'm going to go drop my child off at
the pool.
Mm-hmm. Hope he gets there safe.
All right. We
taking
love
the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Bye.
Bye. Bacon brownies.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed.